Hello there, folks. I'm starting to get the impression that YouTube thinks I'm falling down the far right rabbit hole and getting radicalized on that site. I think the algorithms have picked it up, and because I'm getting bombarded with centrist content, and there's one big channel which they've been ramming down my throat for days called Pindex, and they do these Stephen Fry narrations. And this latest video, which I've actually watched, I mean, I thought, go on then, I'll give it a go. Christ, it's just being thrown at us all of the time, and it's called "This Will Boost Your Brain with Stephen Fry: Trump's Racist Tweets Work," and it's very slick, very well produced, and what they have done in this one is explain how liberal brains are more empathetic than conservative brains, and that li I mean they've gone and done the tests, and so liberal brains have got they think of waterfalls and bunny rabbits and ice cream, and if you're right wing or you're a Trump supporter, it's all American. Then you know if you support Trump, then you think you identify with pictures of shotguns, rotten teeth, and like spiky lobsters or something. So this seems to be one of these things YouTube's rolling out to try and calm people down or de-radicalize people and that kind of thing. And the problem is, though, if this so they've got the data, they've gone out and done the tests. But I think it's a bit strange because, well, the first thing is, people on the left don't seem very empathetic to me. They'll destroy you for having a hate thought. There's something cruel and vindictive about them. I mean, hope not hate, or the ADL don't strike me as being very empathetic. They crush people into the dirt. But all right, whatever. Another problem with this that I have is that Trump's base is like almost entirely white, whereas the democratic side of this, the empathetic side of the brain, let's say, that's very, very diverse. The Democrat supporters are much more multicultural than Trump's. But and yet, according to this data, we're then supposed to believe that all of the rest of the world, racially, ethnically speaking, naturally tends to be more empathetic than the Trump's base, who are white. So everybody in the world is like nicer people than Trump's base. I find this hard to believe, actually. But even then, it does speak to a lot that it is, you can look at it in those racial terms. And they move on with this Bobby Azaria, who's a neuroscientist, and he points out that the people on the right have this thing in their brain called the amygdala, and in the right, that's about emotion and racism, apparently, and rage. And that's the prefrontal cortex is supposed to hold that in check, and it doesn't do it very well. So this is a kind of underhanded way of saying that Trump's base of support are mentally deranged, really. This is what they're kind of shoving in our faces. And Stephen Fry's argument against this, to be fair, he does say that, there's a balance to be struck. This is kind of his central point. There's a balance to be struck because if all you had was the empathy of the left, and then they'd be like taking magic mushrooms and falling off cliffs. But his argument, which I think's tosh, is that if it was the conservative brain dominating, in that scenario, people would starve to death because they would be afraid to experiment. I find all of this quite hard to believe, to be honest. But the another problem with it is that it's assuming on the one hand that everybody's just an individual, and they're not taking into account that the Trump's base have a good reason to be worried about something, and that the sort of multicultural coalition on the other side of this, leaving aside the empathy stuff, is in it for their own good. They've got something to gain by teaming up against Trump's base. So once, because in my opinion, that's where this is, and whether or not the multicultural types actually do have empathy, or whether it was just the white liberals who do, which I suspect is the case. You know, that's a different thing. But where then is the compromise which Stephen Fry wants? Because when is the amygdala allowed to kick in? When are the centrists like Fry or the left, when are they going to listen at all to the amygdala part of the conservative brain, which is essentially saying we want our own territory and we want to remain the majority in our own country? Well, the fact is, the policies which would be needed to bring that in, to make that happen, would be regarded as white supremacist and hate. So they aren't the ones driving the agenda here. They aren't the ones who are willing to unwilling to compromise. That the stubbornness and lack of empathy is coming from the liberal side of the brain. They don't have any empathy whatsoever for Trump's base, who want to remain secure in their own towns and cities. And this goes across the West, by the way. But what the centrists will do here, what Stephen Fry would say in response to that, would be that, well, it doesn't matter because we are all individuals. It doesn't matter what the ethnic majority is or what it was or what it will be, because we are all just individuals charting our own course through life. Well, and so then he would then say that the argument that whites should remain a majority in America is actually extremism. But the problem is, his own data refutes that. His own data is the one which is saying we are on extreme alert. We're in our brains are in defense mode here. We feel like we're under attack, and that's what they regard as an extremist position. So they will see that there's a block and a trend and a collective in that regard to demonize it. But then their solution to that will be individualism. But the block exists regardless, and the demonization of the block isn't actually meeting them halfway. So it doesn't really make any sense. But what it is this, and we see this more and more coming from the centre, is that it acts like a sort of morphine drip on white America and on Europeans as well. It happens in Europeans, where they, on the one hand, they're going to present data that groups work, and then on the other hand, they're going to say, well, we're all just individuals, so it doesn't matter. And you go round and round like a hamster on a wheel, trying to wade your way through the bullshit. And this is what I've started to think of as the centrist morphine drip. And it's there just to keep whites a bit doped up until the demographics reach such epic proportions that there's nothing to be done about it anymore. And this is what YouTube's rolling out. This is what YouTube's throwing in my face. This is what it's using to de-radicalise me. If this is what's happening with the algorithms. It's to just keep you doped up on Stephen Fry's soft voice, telling you that you can kind of reason and rationalise your way out of this using data and empiricism, when it doesn't change a bloody fact at all. And his own data says there's a coalition of groups ganging themselves up against a shrinking white majority. And centrism doesn't have anything to offer. So I'll catch you later, folks.